Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Yes, so I also want to thank the Secretariat of Relations with English-speaking Quebecers for the funding and the Government of Quebec for awarding it to us so that we can help our community.
You're listening to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey with guest Tara Blanchette, the Executive Director of the Avante Women's Center, based in Bedford, Quebec, here in the Brome-Missisquoi region. She's referring to the $4.5 million investment and initiative in support of English services focused on mental health. Part of this funding comes through the federal transfers under the Canada-Quebec Official Languages Agreement. Province-wide, there were 22 projects that were chosen for this funding. Two of them are here in the Eastern Townships, namely Mental Health Estrie, as well as the Avante Women's Center. So let's get back to Ms. Blanchette and find out how these monies and this funding is going to be put to good use in support of the English-speaking women of our region. So we have the Executive Director of the Women's Center Avante here with us today, Ms. Tara Blanchette. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is wonderful. And many people already are well acquainted with Avante. But can you give us a sense for listeners who maybe are new to the area or not sure of the mission and the role Avante holds in our region?
So I would say Avante Women's Center welcomes women from all backgrounds. It could be immigrants, all ages, all English-speaking women. Our services are about helping combat isolation, with mistreatment, even food insecurity, and general well-being. So our goal is to help empower women to have more control, more autonomy, more freedom in their lives.
Beautiful. And this is specific to the women in the territory of Brome-Missisquoi?
Exactly. That's the territory that we're assigned. Yeah.
It's so amazing to have a dedicated organization, a non-for-profit, in support of the women of this area, often the caregivers, you know, who keep our families afloat and do so much for our community.
Yeah, that's what they say. You help a woman, you're helping a lot of other people that come attached to that woman. And that's absolutely true.
Okay, so let's dig into this. So you mentioned it's for the English-speaking women of Brome-Missisquoi. And I wondered how you feel about receiving support or advice or workshops or et cetera in your mother tongue. How critical is that in your opinion or from what you see?
From our members and the women who come to Avante, it seems to be very important. When it comes to receiving support, when you're going through a difficult time, it could be grieving, could be illness, could be any of the things, caretaking, all the many hats that women wear that we need support with. When it comes to speaking your heart, speaking what's going on, even saying, I need help, it's very difficult to do so in a language that's not your own. So having it in a mother tongue, in English, I think is crucial.
Right. And you mentioned cutting down isolation. Oftentimes we hold back if you're not sure how you'll be perceived or if the exchange will flow. And it makes a big difference speaking in your first language or where you're comfortable.
Absolutely.
So Avante is one of two organizations in the region that is receiving top-up funding for mental health services. I believe it's through Christopher Skeet and the Secretariat for Relations with English-speaking Quebecers.
Exactly.
Can you tell us about this funding to reinforce access to mental health care in English in our region? Tell us about this funding.
Okay, I'm very excited to share this. This is great.
Great.
So in our area, the reason why we asked for the help in the first place, we made the request, is because English-speaking communities in our area are facing an increase in mental health needs. This is according to the Canadian Mental Health Survey. It really points out how people from linguistic minority communities are more likely to delay or to avoid seeking help because of language barriers, because they don't know about the services that are available, and because there's a shortage in resources. And the women who've been coming to Avante most recently have voiced to us how, when they do look for help, when they do reach out, there's long waiting lists. Lack of follow through. Sometimes they can't find anyone with someone who speaks English. There's a lot of frustration because the resources that are needed are just not there.
Okay. And on the ground in your center, you're seeing this real need in our people.
Yes, and also with our partners and other mental health organizations in the region who really are like helping on the ground, front lines. In mental health fight, they are overflowing with requests for help. They have long waiting lists as well. So if you're a woman who's experiencing this distress, could be domestic violence, social isolation, anxiety, depression, PTSD, being a parent, all kinds of things. Having a delay when you need it could be jeopardizing your safety, could make the situation worse. It's really not what we It's not ideal in any shape or form, and this is why we made the request in order to be able to help towards this situation and be there for the women who need it.
Okay, to respond in a timely manner. Because when you're in crisis or something's hitting the fan, man, one day is long, 1 hour is long, or say a week. But what kind of waiting periods are you seeing or hearing from people in search of mental health support in English?
Well, the last I heard is that when you're going through Santé Quebec, that there can be over a year for waiting to see a psychologist. For the community organizations, it's several months.
Okay.
So there's waiting regardless, and when you're in crisis, like you said, you need someone right now who can hear
Right.
you, who can talk, and this is what we're trying to fill that gap in a small way at Avante.
Okay, awesome. So, how does this funding roll out? It's not just a one-time thing, is my understanding.
No, absolutely. It's over 3 years.
Okay.
So for the next 3 years, 2026, 27, and 28, ending in March 2029, we'll be receiving $13,600 from the Secretariat. And we'll also be investing an amount towards this project, towards helping mental health. We call it the Avante Mental Health Plan. And our objective is to improve the access to mental health services in English for English-speaking women, especially where, in rural areas that we live in.
Okay, so this is great. So if we have 13,600 annually for 3 years, we're talking over $40,000 that's being invested into these services. Okay, and this is a top-up, I'm understanding. So you already provide some support in this area, but what are you looking to offer, or how is this going to play out for people using the services?
What we're trying to do is strengthen Avante's capacity to provide accessible, appropriate services in English. So we want to improve our existing services, develop new intervention approaches, and also have therapeutic intervention, a larger range of support in general. The first, priority is to make sure that our staff has all the training necessary to step in and actually help in a safe way.
Right.
So we're starting with first aid mental health for mental
Okay.
health. All of the team is being trained in September. By the end of this year, we'll also have two of our team members who will receive full training in mental health counseling services. So this is not to become like we're not be able to do become a psychotherapist, for example, but we can do like some light to medium depth accompaniment, counseling support So someone who's in crisis, that they're not just left with no one. So we
Right.
ha will be there to like fill that gap. So at least there's someone to talk to until we can refer you to the services or the specialists that would be better suited to help you continue on your journey
Okay.
if
So
needed.
some of the offerings are one-on-one, and then do you have like a group format type offering as well?
Absolutely. We'll be offering an extra 10 workshops per year that are focused on mental health and helping, giving us more information on how we can support ourselves. Also, there'll be support groups for a year, so one per calendar. We'll be offering a support group where women can come together and discuss in a safe container what's going on with their mental health in English.
Okay, so there is a confidentiality component to this as well amongst participants and groups, so you can go there.
Oh, absolutely. What happens at Avante Workshops stays at Avante Workshops. Confidentiality is number one.
Okay. 'Cause I mean, it's powerful to be with other people, and sometimes when you speak about things out loud, it can diffuse the pressure a little bit. And then to have the response from others who have maybe lived through it or their experience or just someone who can hold space for you, that's really powerful.
I agree. Yeah, knowing that you're not alone. And feeling what you're feeling, and maybe facing the challenge that you're up against. There
Right.
is power in numbers and being together in community for sure.
You're listening to the Township's Daily News Bits. Our guest is Tara Blanchette of the Avante Women's Center as we get into all the bits and pieces of this funding that has come in support of English speakers dealing with mental health issues. Avante is very proactive in this area, has been for years, and continues to up-level with the training of staff as they get ready to deliver this big initiative. So what was the response from the staff? Because this is a big shift, not a shift per se, but it's a new extension of your services. How have they responded?
Honestly, the staff is really excited. We're really
Okay.
excited to, like, all of us are lifelong learners, so we want to learn more. We want to help our community. There's been instances where we've been in situations where we knew we didn't have the skills, and it doesn't feel good to not be able to help, to not be able to have to turn someone away or refer them to another organization where you know there's a wait time. So that didn't feel good. So this feels proactive. It feels right in the sense of staying on top of our mission and being able to help our community as best as we can.
Right, and answering these dire needs or these needs that are really prevalent.
Yes.
Okay, way to go. So you're based in Bedford, but I understand you're working to cut issues with transportation or isolation by moving further out into the community with some satellite centers. Can you tell us about
Yes,
that?
absolutely. Well, we have, like we discussed, our region is Brome-Missisquoi. It's broad. There's 21 communities
Ooh.
in Brome-Missisquoi. So we are in Bedford Monday to Friday. On Fridays, we're also in Callansville every Friday. We're also twice a month, except during the summer. We're in Lac Brome at the community center there. And we're hoping in the coming years to expand into Sutton, possibly Farnham, to make sure that we're, reasonably closer to communities where there's English-speaking women so they can get to us. And we can
Right.
offer in face-to-face workshops and support. We're also offering online support groups and workshops more so. So those who are really in more further out rural areas of our region, they could also join and be part of the community from their kitchen table if they choose to do so.
Which is sometimes comforting, right? To be in your own space with your cat or your pet nearby and just not having to leave your home to get the help you need.
Exactly, especially in our winters too. It's not always easy to, like, a lot of our members are 65 plus. It's not comfortable to drive your car in the winters. The roads are bad. You could stay home and still have support from where you are.
Excellent. So, how would people sign up for these activities or workshops, or how are you connecting? I imagine on social media or online. How do people get in touch?
Yeah, we have our website. It's www.awcenter, CENTRE.com, or our Facebook page also has a lot of activities, a lot of information there. We have an Instagram page. So all of those are good ways to find out what's going on at Avante. And if you wish to register, you just send us an email, give us a call, and it's as easy as that.
Can we share the phone number for the old school method?
Absolutely. It's 450-248-0530. I love old school. Give
So do I. I really
us a
do.
call. We'll be happy to talk.
That's wonderful. And if people would just like to get a sense of what's going on or connect or meet face to face, I understand you have an open house coming up, which would be perhaps an ideal time. Can you tell us the details for that?
Absolutely. On September 9th, between 1 and 8 p.m. is our yearly open house. This is when the members who have a card can renew their card for the year. So if you're not a member or you just would like to know more about what Avante does, you're welcome to pass by that day. We'll have activities. All the staff will be on hand and we'll be ready to show you around. Also, I want to point out that you don't have to become a member to benefit from the workshops and activities and support that Avante has to offer. It's not necessary for any English-speaking woman. If you prefer not to be a member, but you still need support, you're welcome here.
Okay, and how does it work for the membership if people would like to take part
Well,
in
the
that way?
membership is $10 for 1 year. And what it includes is basically most of the workshops are free. And there are some that have, like, for example, like art, ones that use art supplies or that it's a little more costly. There might be an amount to pay. For a
Okay.
member, it might be $2. For a non-member, it might be $5. So this is where, depending on how involved you wish to get, it might be worth it for you to become a member. Also, we have a reward program with some of our partners. So in Bedford, there's Pizzeria Bedford, there's the Euro Spa, and there's Cafe Rouge that all offer discounts if you show your Avante card. So just little
A little
pluses.
perk and $10. I mean, that's a nominal amount. You can't even go for a movie for $10. So what you're really stretching the budget to meet people where they're at. Like, that's excellent.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we don't want to, we want to help. We don't want to hurt. Yeah.
And how many people do you have working for Avante now?
So all together, including me, we're four. We're a small staff, but we're mighty.
Small and mighty. Way to go. Way to
Yeah.
go. Is there anything you'd like to tell listeners or anything you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
If you're in a situation right now, and you're struggling, and I know a lot of us are. There's a lot going on. The world is changing in ways that are unsettling and difficult to predict what's coming next. If you're struggling in any way and you would like to talk to someone, please reach out. Don't hesitate. Like, we are here for that reason, and just pick up the phone, send an email. It might take you 30 seconds, but it might make a huge difference. So,
Right, a world of difference. And
yeah.
from personal experience, I attended some workshops and took part, and it's just such a lovely group of women. And the people who congregate at the center, you just feel like you're so well surrounded and supported and just welcome to be you. And that was so lovely to experience. So I encourage people to just maybe go to the open house or check it out online or yeah, reach out.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're
Thank
not
you.
alone, right? There's power in numbers, like we said. So And being together is everything. So,
Right, better together. Thank you so
better
much,
together.
Tara, for all your work and for your vision and for being proactive and supporting the women of our community. Thank you so much for all your effort and heart you put into this.
Thank you so much, Holly. Much appreciated.
We thank Tara Blanchette from the Avante Women's Center for sharing this news with us. Funding for English speakers dealing with mental health here in the Bromo-Sisquoi region. If you'd like more information, you're welcome to call 450-248-0530 or head to their website for information or Facebook. The website's at awcenter.com. That's awcenter.com. And as well, you can go on Instagram. They're everywhere. The open house is planned for September 9th from 1 to 8 p.m. in Bedford, and that's a great place or start to just get up to date, acquaint yourself with the team, and see what there is available to support you or someone you care for. Thank you for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. This is brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada. I'm Holly Bailey, signing off.